Hello and welcome to another episode of the Travel Calumet Original Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Sentz, and with me today is Greg Hegeman. Greg, would you be willing to share with listeners what your role is here at the New Holstein Historical Society?
My role is I'm on the board of directors with the New Holstein Historical Society. And as such, my role, I guess, would be to promote both the Tim House in New Holstein here and also our Pioneer Corner Museum.
Okay, so what is the Tim House and what is the Pioneer Corner Museum?
Well, I guess I'll answer that in two parts. The Tim House is a historic Victorian-era home that was built in New Holstein in two parts. The first part in 1873 and the latter part of it in 1892. And it was built by H.C. Tim, who was an early New Holstein merchant. He was a grain merchant, built a grain storage and later a mill area here in New Holstein, was one of the early immigrants to the area as a child along with his family in the middle 1800s. And when the railroad, he was a farmer, his family settled here and became farmers, and he continued that tradition. But in the early 1870s, when the railroad signaled that it was going to put a line through the New Holstein area, he seized on that opportunity to come to town and put up both his storage facility for the grain along the railroad tracks so that they could utilize the iron horse, and also to build a house about a block away. And the Tim House is where his family settled, and the house has been was given to the New Holstein Historical Society in 1974. Many of the furnishings over the years from the Tim family have come back to the home, so its original furnishings are here in many of the rooms. In 2007, we had a major revamping of the home. It was completely redone to the tune of about $1.25 million. Dollars. It's a beautiful home. Want to not give away a lot of the secrets, but it's a great place to tour. We have visitors that come to look at the architecture. We have visitors to come to look at the insides of the house. We have visitors that come to look at the furnishings. We have visitors that come to hear the stories about the Tim family. So it's a great place to stop and visit. The Pioneer Corner Museum is a separate facility. It's a mercantile store that was built in New Holstein in the late 1870s and was given to the New Holstein Historic Society officially in 1970. It had been used by the Historical Society since 1962 as a point of little exhibits showcasing some of the artifacts from early New Holstein that people had donated. It now is, we have three galleries there, one with revolving exhibits, one that has kind of the streets of old New Holstein in it, and the third exhibits a diorama of the city of New Holstein circa late 1800s, early 1900s, tools and things that people used as they built the community from the ground up, various other things that are of interest both local history and to the state of Wisconsin.
So you said the Tim House was came into the control of the Historical Society in 1974, so that makes it's been 50 years. Is there something that's going to notate that this year at all, since we're in 2024?
We don't have anything special, I guess, to notate it. It's something that we certainly mention to people, but we don't. It's not something that at this point we're intending to dwell on.
Museums, you have the three exhibits there as well, so you have a lot of stuff for folks that are interested in the historical side of things. What if a group want to see history and some of the folks want to see other stuff? What would you tell the folks to bring the non-historians along with them to see these wonderful things?
I'm going to correct you in one thing, in that we have more than three exhibits. We have three galleries. over there, many more than three exhibits. History is certainly a big part of the museum, but like right now we're in the process of putting together an exhibit on Hildegard, who was a noted chanteuse, chanteuse being a nightclub singer. And she lived in New Holstein in her formative years from her time she was about 6 months old until she left with her family for Milwaukee when she was about 12. So she was here relatively 12 years and kind of got the basis of her love of music and performing while she was here in New Holstein. Went on to an international career, made the cover of Life magazine, was on hobnob with presidents of the United States, English royalty, royalty from other European nations, and lived a great life. Passed away when she was 99 years old. So we have things like that too that are historical in nature, but also of interest, I would say, to New Holstein and people not from New Holstein. We have the Fenn Button Collection at the museum, which is a collection of buttons that was put together originally by a schoolgirl who read an advertisement saying that if she collected 1,000 buttons, she could get a free piano. And she didn't collect 1,000 buttons in time to get the free piano, but it led to a lifetime of button collecting. And we have an extensive collection there that, again, is of interest to a lot of people who come to just see the buttons and are unaware that there's that many different kind of buttons mm-hmm. available. So there's a lot of things at the museum, not just specifically tied into, you know, the cut-and-dried history of New Holstein, you know, saying in such and such time so-and-so came here and settled. There's a lot more to the museum than that.
Greg and I are in the kitchen right now at the Tim House, and it's a great example of the kitchens of that era. And had an opportunity to see the rest of the home earlier this morning. Really into the ornate and fashion and anything that has to do with crafting, would really find a tour of the Tim home very interesting. Can you maybe walk through some of the time era collection pieces that are in the museum, Greg, and maybe just give listeners an idea of some of the background and the era that they're from?
Well, most of the items, as I said earlier, the house was built. The northern portion of it was built in 1873, and the southern portion was added on in 1892. And the house has been refurbished to reflect that time period, kind of between those two eras. Many of the furnishings that we have here they have come back to us. We've been very fortunate to have donations that have come to us from Tim family members and Tim family friends who had things from the house. The house was lived in by Tim family members until, I believe, 1954. So there was a long history of the Tim family being here in the house, not just establishing the house and leaving, but staying right here in New Holstein and living here. So we have, for instance, right now, we're in the process of having our dining room chairs redone, reupholstered. Over the years, we have acquired one at a time the entire set of dining room chairs that the Tim family used when they lived here. And they were given to different family members, parceled out one at a time, and the family members had them, used them, had them reupholstered. We now think we have the full set back after a donation last year of the final one, and so we're having those redone in period-appropriate upholstery, and they'll be part of the exhibit here. We have other family pieces like that, living room furniture, bedroom sets, furniture in the parlor. We have a Steinway box grand piano that has been refurbished that is in the parlor. The Tim family had that back in the 1890s, and it was brought back a few years, donated back to us a few years ago, and after an extensive refurbishing project, it sits now looking like new in the parlor. We use it Christmas time when we have tours through here, and other times people come in from the community and play it for us. So it the sounds of that have resonated through the home for well over 100 years. I guess just looking at other things, we have, you know, personal possessions of the Tim families that adorn shelves and things in the home. There's a lot of reminders here of the Tim family itself.
You mentioned Christmas. I can imagine that this is quite the spectacular looking place at Christmas time. Can you maybe give listeners an idea of what happens around here at Christmas?
At Christmas time, we are open at the Tim House and the museum. From the first Saturday, we're open on Saturdays and Sundays. We open the first Saturday in May, and we go through, again, Saturdays and Sundays, the last Sunday in September. And then we're closed in October and November, and we open up again the Tim House only in December for what we call a Tim House Christmas. And during the months of October and November, we decorate the downstairs floor of the Tim home. Usually it's a Christmas type theme, and it's basically just a tour that come in and see the decorations. It gets away from the Tim family a little bit, and that we don't specifically tailor the decorations and the tour to the Tim family. But it's a lot of lights, a lot of ornaments, artifacts that we bring in. Each year we have a different theme, and we collect some artifacts, bring things out of our collections, get some things from private collectors that we bring in and showcase. Have a little warm cider and cookies in the kitchen at the end of the tour, and it's just kind of a nice... I guess the home kind of takes on a little bit of a glow at that time of the year, both outside and inside, and it's just a nice kind of way to spend an hour or so on a snowy December night and kind of get yourself in the mood for Christmas.
The fact that you have the multiple facilities, and I'm guessing that there's a side to this that is unfortunately there, and that's the upkeep and the renovations. You touched on some of that already earlier. Can you maybe give listeners an idea of all that has to go into maintaining such a beautiful facility and the accompanying museum?
Well, that's a pretty broad spectrum. Maintaining two historic structures takes a lot of time and energy and also dollars. We're fortunate that we have... people who have been willing to support us over the years through donations and bequests and memberships in the New Holstein Historic Society. I would say that there's two constants. The New Holstein Historic Society was founded in 1961, and I always kind of say that there's been two constants during that time period between then and now. And those two are diligence and the passion and things which members of the Historic Society themselves have put into refurbishing and keeping up the two facilities. And the other is roof repairs. It seems like we've had ongoing roof repairs through that entire period at our facilities, just little bits and pieces here and there. But there are a lot of upkeep issues, just keeping the places, vibrant and lived in. We've all seen old barns that, as you drive through Wisconsin, that are falling down. They haven't been used, and as soon as they stop being used, they become sad and start, you know, collapsing and falling apart. And we certainly don't want our structures to do that. So we try to do little things when we can to maintain them, all the necessary things that good homeowners and business owners do to keep their facilities in good shape. And we also try to give them a lot of love so that they don't go the way of those old barns and feel neglected and start to sag in the middle.
So you've got opportunities there for folks that might take an interest and to help support that work and effort. What about, you know, the facts that as you have people come through the facility, you obviously have, I'm assuming, docents that give people the flavor of what's been taking place and transpiring over the years. Is that correct?
We do. Okay. We do. The Tim House is a tour that's led by docents, and the docents take you through first the outside of the home and point out various attributes of the architecture and things on the outside, and then come inside and pretty much do the same on the internal part of the house, pointing out different artifacts within the house and also different things that relate to the construction of the house. The Pioneer Corner Museum is a self-guided tour. Kind of come in and take your time and walk around and just look at the diverse and many exhibits that we have there. We also, in both instances, try to ask questions. We encourage questions from people, try to answer them if we can. We also try to solicit, be available as a society for questions from people at large, whether they're touring the homes or touring our facilities, or whether they're just contacting us with the questions. We try to give people answers on the city of New Holstein. People ask us questions about when was a building built, what was in the building, do you have any information on my family name is, you know, so-and-so, do you have any information on it that you can pass on to us? We try to do things like that. Also, it's a service that we offer, but it's kind of a privilege that I think most of us that are on the board of directors feel that is there for us to try and help people find out things about their family history, about the community history, whatever we can.
Could you maybe identify two must-see things at the Pioneer Corner Museum that people should just hop in their car and drive to New Holstein to see?
Kind of a broad answer, but one of the things that I would say is the center gallery is kind of like the streets of old New Holstein. We have a series of vignettes that depict different businesses that were in New Holstein over the years, including a one-room schoolhouse, a general store, a doctor's office, you know, woodworker's shop. And we get a lot of positive comments on that kind of entire setup. I think people, as they walk through, they just see things. They see tools. They see things on the walls. They see, the way people did things, and it's kind of a nice surprise to them. It's a chance to see some things from the past, and it often leads to conversations. You know, for example, one of the exhibits is a woodworking shop, and the woodworking, the fellow that ran the shop, raised canaries, and he built little wooden cages for them from hand, little out of dowels and pieces of wood. We have a cage displayed there, and he shared his offspring, the canary offspring that he raised, and he would give those to people, and he would build these little wooden cages and give them to the people to take their canaries home. And it's just nice little touches like that that you see that you weren't necessarily expecting to when you came in the door, that kind of humanize the exhibits and make them interesting.
So if somebody were to come down to New Holstein or be driving up to see the sights of the area, how would they get here? Where are you located in New Holstein?
Well, New Holstein is right on good old Highway 57, and the Tim House is 1600 Wisconsin Avenue, and Wisconsin Avenue is the name given to Highway 57 as it comes through the community. So we're located in an area that is kind of the historic part of New Holstein. It's called the Market Square area. The Tim House, as I say, is hard to miss because it's a grand old building right on the main street. The Pioneer Corner Museum is about a block away on Main Street, which intersects, crosses Wisconsin Avenue just to the west of the Tim House and goes back into the area again, which, like I said, is considered the historic Market Square area, named after one of the buildings here in the area. It's the area that kind of New Holstein sprang from and became a community around back in the 1800s.
Is there an admission fee?
There is. We do, as you alluded to before, there's a lot of upkeep on these buildings, and we need to need to charge an admission to help us keep the lights on and the snow shoveled in the winter and that type of thing. We offer a tour of the Tim House or the Pioneer Corner for $7, or you can buy a combination ticket for $10.
And if I only have time to do one or the other, can I use the other ticket at a different time, or is that the same day?
You certainly can. If you were to come in on the 4th of May when we open and buy a combo ticket, be more than welcome to come back anytime during the summer until the last Sunday in September and use it for the other. If you want to tour the Tim House on the 4th of May and come and do the Pioneer Corner Museum back in September, that'd be great.
And how can people learn more?
We do have a website, newholsteinhistory.info, and we try and keep pictures and things posted there about not just the Tim House and the Pioneer Corner Museum, but the New Holstein Historical Society in general. And we also are able to take questions through that website. If people have questions that we can try to answer for them, we'd be more than happy to accept their questions and try to get back to them.
Well, I appreciate you opening the home today for us to have our conversation here today, Greg. And listeners, again, I can't stress enough how beautiful this facility is that we're in. It's the Tim House right on Wisconsin Avenue on Highway 57 in New Holstein. Definitely worth the trip. If you're a local and you haven't been here, you should make a point to come and see it. It is beautiful, and I know that happens a lot in communities where we have these great resources, and sometimes we neglect to take advantage of them ourselves. But for those folks that are listening from outside of the area, again, this is definitely a destination spot. A great place to come and spend a good portion of your day touring the home and then visiting the museum and then maybe taking in a great dining facility and opportunity in the evening here in New Holstein. So thank you again for listening. Greg, thanks for being on the program today, and we will be catching you next time. Take care.
Thanks, sir.